New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. Youth under 21 years of age who like inhaling flavors like bubblegum, mint, or mango through a vaporizer or e-cigarette will have a tougher time buying nicotine products in New Mexico because of a new law signed by Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham last week. SB 131 is called the Tobacco Products Act.
It's an issue that if we don't stay ahead of those bad behavior issues, those individuals will suffer incredible health care consequences. And as policymakers, we will have any number of issues that we will have to address as a result.
Ask anyone who vapes and they'll likely tell you that it's safer than smoking. But in fact, the chemical process that goes on inside a vaping pen or other device involves the same highly addictive substance as in regular cigarettes, nicotine. The governor and co-sponsors, including Senator Linda Lopez, say now that all vape shops will have to apply for a license to sell those products, the state will be better able to reduce underage use.
The feds passed the law that limited access for those who are under the age of 21. We just mirrored it with the governor's signature. But what we also have done, which is so important, is to find out who is selling the tobacco out there. So with the bill, it sets up a regulatory process. So those who are selling now have to purchase a license. It gives us an opportunity in the state to kind of go, okay, so who, how many? It's estimated about 1,800 businesses are out there selling.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said in its annual survey in November that one in four teens are vaping. New Mexico officials plan to use money from the Tobacco Settlement Fund established 20 years ago to try to reduce use through outreach and advertising. With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.